Ownership is all about building on your own success with your own self-discovery. Your life is your business. Take ownership of it. Together, let's unlock the next level of your life. Ownership is here to help lead you without all the noise and distractions. There are hot topics and lessons in life to keep you entertained, gain value, and even some enlightenment all along the way. Ownership is brought to you by Allison Andrews Cantor, a certified coach and business leader with over 20 years of experience under her belt. A battle-born and proven successful entrepreneur, she is on a mission to help individuals take back ownership of their personal life. So are you ready? Let's go. Here she is, your host, Allison Andrews Cantor.
All right, here we go. Episode 12. Oh my goodness. Here we go. 12th episode of the Ownership Podcast. Can you believe it? I love it. I'm so here for this. And it wouldn't be impossible to get to 12 without, of course, you guys know he likes his new title. So of course, I'm going to always intro with this now. My work husband, my good friend, Mr. Jay Brown.
You know what? Now I'm thinking about producer extraordinaire.
Oh God, the titles of this guy.
No, it's you know how much I enjoy doing this with you. So, you know, it's fun as always.
It is fun. It's a lot of fun. Even when it's heavy, it's fun.
Yes, it is.
I don't know if you listened to last episode, 11. It was a heavy one. It's probably one of the heaviest ones we've ever done on the podcast for sure.
It was the heaviest. You'd actually promo that as the heaviest episode that we have done to date.
Yeah, it's pretty hardcore.
It was pretty hardcore.
It's hardcore.
But we needed to talk about it.
We definitely did. And I don't want you to, and if you skipped it because you read the title and you were like, nope, I'm going to detour, I'm going to encourage you to not do that and actually go back and listen to it and not avoid it. Because even if you feel like you're a man and you're like, yeah, it doesn't apply to me, Jay, what would you say?
I'd say you're wrong. I say, if you have not listened to episode 11, you're a man, it definitely applies to you, whether you are a father, whether you're not a father, or whether you're in a partnership, because unfortunately, I hope to God it never happens, but you may experience it. You may experience it.
One in three. We don't need to go back there too much in the episode, but go listen to it. And women, wherever you're at in your life, listen to it too. Even if you're not thinking about having kids or becoming a mother, that doesn't mean if you're having sex, you need to listen to it, in my opinion.
But we're here for you. We are here for you.
Yeah.
We're here for
you. Oh my God. Yes. You're not alone. Gosh, no, you are not alone. But anyways, with that,
episode 12,
we're going to start singing on the podcast. That's what happens.
Wait, should I have to throw a jingle in here songs. If I need to. I don't know. Maybe it might record. So I got a little bit of music bed right now that's going on. We can't hear because we don't have headphones on. But anyhow.
So funny.
I know. We're just being funny and whatnot. But what is episode 12 today, Allison?
Episode 12 is on healing.
Ooh.
Exactly. I told you I'd take you down and bring you back up. That's what I do. We're going to do a nosedive into deep, hardcore emotions where I have you crying over there where you have to mute your mic, get a box of tissues, walk away and come back to the soundboard as I'm still talking because it was so hardcore. Now I'm going to take you right back up. We're going to go healing.
It's
we're going to go into healing.
Roller coaster of emotions.
That's life. That's ownership, right? And that's the whole thing is taking ownership over ourselves. And honestly, where's the one area we always lose our ownership if we're going to? It's our emotions.
Yep.
Okay, sissy, I know what I'm doing.
She thinks she knows what she's
doing.
I'm
the conductor of this orchestra. I know where I'm taking all of you. Okay, so healing. I love this broad stroke subject and word because healing can mean a lot of things to a lot of different people. It could be physical healing, emotional healing, mental healing. But at some point in our life, we are going to have to heal from something. Unfortunately, being human is flawed. It has its challenges. And sometimes we interact with people that don't treat us the way we deserve to be treated. And it's just part of human nature. It's part of civilization. It's part of being human, and it is a flawed existence. But in that, those imperfections, those challenges, those moments of time make it why it's so beautiful. But we can usually only arrive at that vantage point once we've gone through it, gone through the healing of it, or what our definition of healing is of it, and then can reflect and take that view and that vantage point to go, yes, that happened to me, or yes, that was my story, or yes, that was the experience I had, but now I've come through it and I am better for it. There's that one quote, and I think it's from Roosevelt, where it says, if you're in hell, keep walking. Why would you stop? Don't go to the bathroom there, okay? That's not where you stop to go to the bathroom, okay?
No, it's not.
It is not. Keep going, okay? You're in it. Get through it. You got to get through it. If you're in it, you got to get out of it, okay? You got to get through it. So healing is a journey. It's not the destination. There is no real destination on the healing spectrum, I guess. And when we think we're healed, the funniest part about healing, and I love this because this is so true for where I'm at in my life too, because I have invested a lot of time, energy, and my passion project obviously is ownership right now. And it's all about exactly this. It's healing. It's taking the victor role. It's taking the high road. It's owning all the bad challenges, all that stuff, and finding a way to heal through it all and come out victorious, happy, whole, and healthy, despite what's thrown at you. And trust me, if anybody knows my story or has listened to the first 11 episodes or read the book, we've had a lot thrown at us. And it's not a competition. Again, trauma is subjective. There is not worse trauma, less trauma. Trauma is trauma. Healing is healing.
It is, but I have to interject really quickly.
Okay.
It was Churchill, not Roosevelt.
It was Churchill. Okay. Well, thank you for correcting me. No, I appreciate that. I don't want to plagiarize and I don't want to misquote, but I knew it was some significant public
official.
Official. Yeah. Yes, correct.
It was Churchill. The quote is, if you're in hell, keep going.
Yes.
And we've all been there.
Of course.
We've all walked through
Welcome
the fires of hell.
Welcome to being a human. You're here on earth. Welcome. Let me stamp your passport.
As we were talking about the roller coaster of emotions, it's those, as we are walking that path through life.
Yeah.
We have been the ups, the downs, the lefts, the rights, the upside downs, and everything in between. And healing is huge. And you go through life, you've experienced stuff, and unless you have the wherewithal to take that step back and go, think about it for a hard second and try to come out cleaner on the other side. If you get the mm-hmm. mental drift or the anecdote mm-hmm. there, you need to reflect. I think reflection is a big part of healing.
That's also an R in ownership.
See how I'm kind of correlating things together.
Listen, look at producer and listen to producer
I'm
Jay
drinking,
Brown now.
I'm drinking the sauce there.
The slow drip of ownership is becoming part of your operating mode. I am successful
with one,
my message with one. That I've been wanting to spread, okay, is finally full circle. And it only took us 12 episodes to get here, you guys.
It only took 12 episodes for your producer to get the drink,
the drink. I love it. It's a good drink though. I mean, if you're going to drink a drink, this is the one to drink in my opinion.
But you know, the funny thing is it's a great correlation. We're coming off a very, you know, like what you were talking about, heavy episode with us. And part of that, and what you had touched on a little bit, is healing. Mm-hmm. Is that part of I've done it a couple of times. I've had some, and you've had as well. You have these moments in your life that, whether they be life defining moments or whatever, and you have to find a way to dust yourself off, pick yourself up by your britches, and go, I can move forward. Because some of these things are the point where you'd rather just get under a blanket and curl up and be like, I'm done.
So I think that's the real root and focus I would like to look at and explore for when we talk about healing is how you choose to heal. Do you choose to even accept and work towards healing, or are you accepting defeat? And is your nature one that when things happen, you just go, you know, throw your arms up in the air and go, okay, I'm out, defeat. This happened to me. I can't, I won't, I'm done, whatever it is. So final, so defeated. Or do you go, wow, didn't think I could do that. Didn't think I could make it through that. Wow, that was awful. It was brutal. Never want to do that again. Never want to experience that again, but I did it. And now I'm on the other side. So now what do I do with that? And do you use your healing as a catalyst and as your own reminder for who you are, what you can do, what your worth is, and what you're capable of, and use that as a tool in your healing journey to get to maybe this next level of yourself you would have not been able to unlock if you didn't have that one said thing?
Yes. Remember we were talking a few episodes ago about yes? This is a yes moment. And the reason why is what you just said is there was a moment in my life where the healing that I did shifted my entire perspective. Mm-hmm. My entire perspective.
Ooh, I love it.
So I was never one for therapy. Like, oh, therapist, want to lay on the couch, tell out my feelings, da-da-da-da-da. Have done it twice. First time, it didn't catch on the way it should.
And that could also be the practitioner you're with. There's a lot of factors.
Practitioner I was with was really good. Open to it. I was not.
You were close.
It helped me in that moment, but I thought the therapy was just going to help me for that moment. Mm-hmm. Didn't realize the long lasting effects that it should be for mm-hmm. for like this. Second time was one of those come to Jesus moments where I'm like, maybe I need to sit down and talk with somebody about what is going on. Mm-hmm. And good. It was life changing only because there was a moment that broke me.
Yeah.
And required me that I needed to find some healing myself.
Yeah.
But pushed me mm-hmm. in a way mm-hmm. that I sought out psychiatric help mm-hmm. and put me on the way to then becoming a better person than I always thought I was a good person. This elevated it.
And it doesn't have to be your character. You know, your character can stay the same even when your mental state is distraught. You're still your character is your character. But I agree with you. I think knowing what you need and being able to seek out those resources is the first step in any healing, is being able to be like, okay, I have whatever it is, problem, challenge, issue, whatever. Discomfort. I don't like it. I want change. How am I going to enlist a change agent if I need outside support, right? Or how internally am I going to create this change to get the desired effect I want or result through healing, whatever that looks like for the case and for you as the individual, so that I don't have to be stuck, stagnated, or defined by whatever that was.
But healing can come in so many ways.
Oh my goodness. Yes.
So many ways.
I mean, we have an episode on your mind and drugs.
Yep.
Coaching, therapy,
yep.
Cold plunges, walks in the ocean, petting a dog, petting a cat.
Pet cat. You know, if you're a cat person, go to those cat cafes or whatever.
I'm dying to go to one, by the way. I mean, dying.
You come home with a cat and then you'll have more of a farm than you already do right now.
No, Bentley made me pinky swear when she was six that she's going to get it.
There's one in La Jolla.
I already know where they're all at, Jay. I don't need your help there. Trust me. I have them bookmarked. I've dropped pins. I know where I'm going. But Bentley made me pinky swear, I have to tell you this, that she'd get a cat when she was 10. She did this when she was six. She just turned 8. And guess what she reminded me? Literally on her 8th birthday with presents, other things going on, her party friends. What is the one thing this child says to me? Mm-hmm. Hey, mom, guess what? In 2 more years, I get my cat.
She reminded you.
Oh my gosh, child. I was so banking when you were 6. This would just be like you an afterthought. You totally completely forget. Oh no, we're literally counting down on the calendar to cat. Anyways.
But so the one thing that for me was very enlightening was the fact that healing can come in so many ways.
Yes.
And that you know, when you have the open-mindedness to it, that you understand that you need to heal or that there's some healing that you need to undergo, because sometimes you can't be a better person without going through some sort of, I use learn the term loosely, process.
Sure.
You know, and so that's the thing is when you find that inside yourself and you sit back and you have that aha moment, remember we all have that.
Yeah.
Oh, you know, that's good. And I think that's a process. And so I can give one of the examples real quick. It's I was engaged to a wonderful person at one point in time. Unfortunately, the relationship ended, and I took it really hard. Because when you're in a situation like that, when you have a romantic relationship and you're in love with somebody and it ends, you all go through that. But that moment was where I needed to go. Is there some self-reflection I need to do? Is there something that I need to do to help myself heal and grow to be a bigger person? And I did. And it was fantastic. It opened my eyes in ways that I could never imagine. And like I said, I think it helped me be a better person, but it's also going to help me be a better partner if and when that time comes again. And that healing was instrumental in me moving forward.
Mm-hmm. Well, in some ways, healing sometimes happens without you even being aware you're healing. I can tell you this. I had no intention, not mindful, wasn't even aware of the healing I needed to go through when I had my children. And I'll get to it. But I was just happy to be a parent, have kids, and, you know, embark on that journey of motherhood. I loved being pregnant. I love breastfeeding my kids. I loved having home births. That's my jam all day long. I would have 20. I swear to God, I love it. I have no issue with any of it. It's all freaking mind-blowing fabulous. It's like the last real surprise you can have on this earth. It's incredible. But I can't say enough of it. I'm here for it, by the way. But my kids ended up being one of the most healing things and work I've ever done with my relationship with my parents. And it was totally by default of me parenting my kids subconsciously the way I probably wish I would have been parented the way when I was a child. And this was not conscientious. I mean, now I'm into it. I've read some books. I mean, I know what I'm doing. It's very intentional now and I'm aware of it. But in the beginning, I didn't realize that the things I was doing with my daughter were allowing me in some ways not to relive my childhood, but replace some of the memories I had with far more grounded, better ones that are way more significant and wild to do something or relive a moment that for you was maybe really significant, but tainted. With a child who has nothing but full awe and excitement and pleasure. And as a parent, yours is just compounded by them. I mean, every parent knows this. Christmas is rad. It's cool. But when you have kids, oh my gosh, Christmas is everything. Oh, it's the best. You can't get better. And for and Hanukkah or whatever holiday, I mean, open opportunity here on that. But I'm just saying, birthdays, Disneyland, yes. The first time going to a movie theater and eating popcorn and candy and sitting in the movie theater seats. It doesn't matter, you guys. But when you have your child go through something for the first time or every year or whatever it is, and you get to experience it through your children's vantage point, through their emotions, through their excitement level, it is just far times greater than it ever was from your own one-dimensional person self. But, you know, sometimes it's even something you're not aware of and you don't even realize you needed to do that. I mean, last night we had this huge client event and I was with my old team from another business and it was a very, for us and the bandwidth of what we're used to producing, this was a very easy event for us. It doesn't lack the significance of the event, but it was a very easy production event for us. So we were very calm, very relaxed. It was very fun, very easy breezy for us. And when we wrapped, we all do what we normally do. We sit around and we kind of talk about the event, what was good, what we would improve upon, and just kind of have that moment of collaboration and camaraderie. Oh my gosh, Jay.
I got you. Dang. I got you. That's what I'm here for.
I mean, I wasn't like I was just emceeing for like the last 10 hours.
First was Roosevelt and now it's camaraderie.
This is the last podcast we're filming today, by the way. I'm exhausted. It's not like I haven't been talking for 48 hours nonstop. But anyways, and we laughed. I mean, we were laughing all night long, laughing so hard that my eyeball still hurts, my eyelids, because they've been squinting so hard from my laughter. Because when I laugh, my whole face, my eyes, everything just, it gets involved, right? And my face is so, so sore, especially my eyelids and my like where my crow's feet are from laughing so hard. And that's a great example of healing. I did not realize I was appreciative and very aware in the moment when I was in it of how lovely it was. And we kept talking about how nice it was to laugh, like we were all laughing, and how nice it was to be with each other and how much we appreciate it and how it was so good to laugh. We were all very aware of it. But even now sitting today, that laughter that we had was so cathartic and so healing and so fun and so good. And I'm talking about that deep belly, piss your pants laughter that is infectious, where one goes, the other goes, the other goes, and then you start all going again because it's just funny that you're all laughing at that level. So you're laughing even harder. I mean, it just gets compounded and it's that type of energy. And that in itself was healing. And that was completely on accident and had the most amazing effect.
Will they say that anecdote that the laughter is the best medicine?
Heck yeah, it is.
You'll never hear me disagree with that. So
Heck yeah, it is. And we got some last night. But, you know, back to just what this episode is about. We're talking about healing and how significant healing is, whether you conscientiously go to seek it out, whether that's something you can control on your own or seeking designated authorities that can help you heal. And then sometimes just being aware and being able to reflect that some experience you went through or something that you did unconsciously had a healing value to your life. But as humans, we will constantly be healing from something. And we can either lean into it, embrace it, use it as a tool, seek it out even, or we can run from it. But it will find you. It will find you. With that, I would like to say thank you so much for our listeners. And if you've been watching us on YouTube, hi, it's nice to see you. You got to see me ugly cry in J2 last episode. I hope you enjoyed that one. But again, my challenge, like I say to you every time we end our podcast, is until I talk to you and you hear from me in the next 2 weeks, what is one thing you can do to take ownership over your life?
If you like today's episode, be sure to subscribe, share, and like. Don't forget to join our community by connecting with ownership at take-ownership.com. You can buy the book, become a show supporter, join our monthly soul boardroom, and engage in free strategy coaching sessions with Allison. You can find all of this and more at take-ownership.com.